Okay, today's daf is Mem Tes. We're up to the Gemara at the bottom of the Chesed base. So the Mishnah's case was that they had two women, two husbands, two wives. Neither wife had given birth to a Bechor yet. They both gave birth to males. Both of them were Bechoros, but as Rashi mentioned before, they were in the dark. So they got mixed up. You didn't know whose Bechor belonged to which father. So then the Mishnah said, Meis Echa Mehem, B'tosh Lo Shem Yom. So one of them died before, as an Eiffel, before 30 days, before the Chil of Bechor came up. Now, the assumption over here is that they gave the money, the Heis Lion, to the Bechor in advance. They prepaid the Chil of Pidgin Rebek. Now one of them dies. So if they gave the money, both of the sex, both parents, both fathers gave the money to the Kohen, so then the Kohen would have to return one five slime, and the two fathers would split it, because you don't know whose kid it was. But if they gave it to two separate Kohanim, then they can't take it away, because I go to the first Kohen, he says, no, the other guy gave it to me. Then they go to the other Kohen, he says, well, the other guy gave it to me. So there's no way to determine. Again, you have motzi mechaver al haraya the other way around. So the Gemara now says, Maishna shnei Kohanim. Why is it different? The Gemara is asked, why is it different to the two Kohanim and one Kohanim? Maishna shnei Kohanim, that they don't have to return anything. Because the Azul Gabe Hayim Mitchile, because when each father goes to one of the Kohanim to collect the Atzlaim that he owes him now, each Kohen will redoke him with the claim, maybe the money that I received was the money for the son who's alive. And the money that of your and the money of the dead boy went to the other Kohen. They can each knock him off. So Mara says, Kohen Achan, you can do the same thing by one Kohen. When each one goes to the Kohen to collect his thing, so the Kohen can say, no, you're the other guy. Yours is the one who died. Yours is the one who's alive. No, your son's the one alive. Rashi says, Kohen Echanami, Libez Avashakel, he took it from both fathers. When one father comes to the Kohen, Lidchei Kohen, the Kohen can vote for him and say, yours didn't die. Your friend's son died. The lab aldvar midiyat. From above Vasher. You have nothing to do with me. Because it seems over here that they're coming separately. An assumption that I'm making is that they would come together. He wouldn't be able to make that claim. But then it's the shop, one of you, I owe it to one of you, and then have to give it. So the Gemara says, why can't you, so why does the Mishnah say that only if you gave it to two Kohanim do they get nothing? If you give it to one Kohen, they should get nothing, because he can push them off. So Amr Shmuel says, Bivabe Harsha. It came with a sort of superpower of attorney. Bivabe Harsha, Rashi says, Shnei Avos Kasvu Hashara Echad L'Chaveh. They each wrote permission to the other one. Mubab Bal Harsha V'Tovim Marashach. It's as if they came together, basically. The guy comes with the Harsha, and he says, Im Shali Mace, Techzali Rashali. If it's mine, kid that died, give me mine. The Im Shal Chaveh Rai, you Mace, and if it's my friend's son who died, Hizali Rashalo, give me his. So I usually Harsha, because I have permission, I have Harsha to do it. The Gemara says, "The ha'amin yahardai lo kasvin la drachta metaltali." We don't write the harsha when it comes to metaltalin. Rashi says, "The drachta is harsha metaltali." Rashi says, "The whole be'ain of be'ain mechzi kashikra." Since the metaltalin are not be'ain, it's not like karkot, which is in front of you. Metaltalin can be anywhere, so it's not be'ain mechzi kashikra. It looks like there's a lie. Shema in biyado mishel ze klum v'chasime sahadi yashikra. I guess you had witnesses sign the harsha. Maybe he doesn't have anything right there. I'm not sure what the case is. Shema ein biyado mishel ze klum. Too many pronouns. Ein biyado mishel ze klum. Dechasim esahade yashikra. You don't write a shah when you collect metaltlin, because maybe the toveya doesn't really have anything etzel nitra, and then the edim are starting this harsha, and it looks like sheker. I don't know why it makes a difference by metaltlin or not. Does he say anything over there? Question means you don't make harshahs on metaltlin. So Gemara says, "Hani mili that you don't make harshah on metaltlin is hecha de kafre. That's where the nitva is kofre with a chol. They don't owe anything. But al hecha de lo kafre kasvinan. But if there's no denial of the chol, you can write it. And here there's no denial of the chol. I owe the money to somebody. I guess you can't prove to me which one I owe it to. So therefore, you're allowed to write a harshah. Okay. Now the Mishnah mentioned that next case of the Mishnah was you had two women of two husbands that never gave birth. They gave birth to a zachar and a keva. Right? Now, in the dark, turns out one male, one female. So, each of the father is putter, because they can say that the say to the kohen that comes to tovea them, now mine was in the keva. Eventually, when the boy grows up, he's left to pose himself, because he's vaday b'chor. The suffix just is, who is the father. But the boy himself is definitely a Bechor, so he grows up and will have to be Poder himself. Right? Zachar and Nekeva. And then the next case was, if they gave birth to two Nekevas and Zachar, right? Or two Nekevas and two Zacharim. Right? The case that's missing is Shnei Zachar and Nekeva. Let's say they gave birth to two males, two females and a male, so each one can claim that mine was, that there, yes, there were twins, the girl was the older, and mine was the girl. And the same thing also, with Shnei Nekeva, that's the Shnei Nekevos of Zachor, Shnei Nekevos of Shnei Zachor. Same thing again, it was two and two. So now the Gemara says, Ein Kohen Klum. Bach accepts those words, but Ein Kohen Klum in those cases, because you can always claim that the female, was the girl, was the one who was born first.
Can he do it though? He can do it, sure. You make opinion of the men that are unsure,
can he? I don't know what the law says.
It's not like he doesn't want to do it. Let's say, if you know, I want to be...
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe. The girl used to give five shalom to every Kohen he met, because maybe each Kohen he gave before wasn't a real Kohen. So I guess maybe he can. So Gemara says, this should be another case in the Mishnah. Tana, Rav Huna quotes a Bryce that has the following case. You have, again, two women, two husbands, never gave birth, and they gave birth to Shnei Zacharim and Nekeva. They gave birth to two males and one Nekeva, and they get mixed up. And the Bryce says also over here, Ein the Kohen Klum. There's nothing for the Kohen here. Why is there nothing for the Kohen who? Rashi gives the case. They gave birth to two males and one female in this cave. Why? One's definitely a bechor. Right? One gave birth to two males, one's a bechor. And if she gave birth to a zachor in a keva, nimsa chaverta yodah zachor levada. Then the male was given birth alone, and he's a bechor. Who bechor? And in this case, Rashi says, "Habein einu chay lithos as atzmo." Even the son won't have to be poled to himself. The Amalei Shema ani bechor elachave. Right? Shema ein ani bechor. Maybe my friend's the bechor, not me. There's no vada. We're not clear that one's definitely a bechor in this case. So Gemara says, why doesn't he mention this case in our Mishnah? So Gemara says, no, because our Mishnah's tongue didan is this b'shnei anashim hu d'mishkachas la b'ish acha echad u'b'shnei nashim lo mishkachas la no masnilei. That our Mishnah, I guess our Mishnah doesn't mention this din because you're patterned in this case because we don't know who the father is. But if the case would be with one man and two women, lo mishkachas la, that wouldn't be the din. Because let's say you have a case of one man and two women, Rashi says, the cave on the ika chad v'chor yoy v'leitzeis on the kohen. You'd have to have the kohen. And he says, the kohan v'tanakan ain't kan the kohen klum, shavim ben ish echad v'shtei nashla v'shtei nashim v'shtei nashim. The Mishnah is making symmetry. The Mishnah is making the cases, are only listing cases where you'd be putter not only if it's two husbands and two wives, but even if it's one husband and two wives. And the case that the Brisa brings down, you wouldn't be putter with one husband and two wives. That's why Ein HaKanami, Rav Huna's din is correct, but it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is only mentioning cases where the Pator would make a difference whether there's one husband or two husbands. Next case. Next Mishnah. Meis Habim B'Sok Shloshim Yom. Okay? It's a Neta. The son dies before 30 days. Right? Af Al Pisha Nasan L'Kohen. If he prepaid, even though we gave the Kohen before, the Chiyuv only starts at 30, but he gives the Kohen before, Af Al Pisha Nasan L'Kohen. Yachzir, the Kohen has to return because he's an Apil. I guess it's Mechubar Hadavel, I'm afraid that there was no Chiyuv Pidgin Haben here. There's no Chiyuv, you'd give it back. La'achar Shloshim Yom. But if he gave him, if the Bechor died after 30 days, Af Al Pisha Lo Nasan, even though you haven't given the Kohen yet, nevertheless, you still have to give. Meaning, if you're supposed to give on day 30, you didn't give, the Bechor dies on day 45, you still have to do the Pidgin Haben, because there's still a Chiyuv on the father to have been Podeh the son. Right? Meis b'yom shloshim. Say he dies on day 30. So what does day 30 count as? Is day 30 the same as day 29? Is day 30 the same as day 31? Machlokas. So, meis b'yom shloshim. Tanakama says, ki yom shelafanov. It's like the day before. Because, so we view it as if the boy died prior to this manachiyuv, and if you had prepaid, you get it back, mm-hmm. And you don't have to do the post-mortem pidyon haben.
No,
when we do it, we do it on the 31st. We do it on the 31st.
Then why would that hold the same
way? Well, I mean, we do it on the 31st because we say that the day 30 is like the day before.
Day 31.
Wow, that's it's got to be 30, okay, 31.
Yeah, well, it depends on how, what you consider 31.
Yeah, whatever, however you count, calculate, it's 31.
The day Ben was born on a Tuesday, then it's on the 3rd.
Huh?
I mean, 4 days, 4 weeks, and 2 days.
That's day 31.
That's day 31. You count that day itself as one, and then you go.
That's 31. Okay,
but you, yeah, but you definitely set the record. I've never heard five in the family. I think that's the record.
Yeah,
I think I've been, I think I've been to two in my life.
No, my oldest.
Your son and all your grand.
My first one was a boy.
Right.
And then my first four sons.
Had boys.
The first one was a boy.
It's only my family. My two nephews were firstborn. One's a C-section and one's a Bas Cohen. So it didn't happen. All right, and I had a girl first, and my sister had a girl first. Okay, so now Meis Biyom Shloshim Kiyom Shelafano. That's but Rabbi Kiva says Rabbi Kiva has a suffix. He says Im Nasan Lo Yito V'im Lo Nasan Lo Yitein. Rabbi Kiva says well, at day 30, and then dies on day 30. So if you had already given the Cohen the money, since it's a suffix, it's a motzvi chavei avarai in both cases. So therefore, the Kohen doesn't have to return, give it back to you. But if you haven't given it to the Kohen, you don't have to do the post-mortem pidyon ben, because maybe it's not, maybe it wasn't Yotze Midin Nathal yet. So he has a suffix. Fine. So the Gemara is now explaining what's the reason. My time, my other Rabbanon. What's the reason for the Rabbanon? Why is the Rabbanon? They definitely say that day 30 is like day 29. They say, Gomri, they want to say Rishava, Chodesh Chodesh mi Midbar. Chodesh Chodesh by the Midbar. Because by the pidyon ben, the pasuk says, Upiduyov mi bein chodesh tifta. You redeem him when he's a month. That's 30 days. And when they count the bichoros in the midvar, when they count the bichoros in Parak Gimel, it says pekod, you have to redeem, kol bichor zoch levnei Yisrael mi bein chodesh v'mala. 30 days and above. Mashma being over there, that's mechodesh v'mala, Rashi says mashma la'achar shloshim. That's the assumption. So you have midbar. One place it says mala, the other place it doesn't. So you take the mala to the other, and therefore pidyon ben is only shloshim v'mala, which is after 30 days. The Rabbi Kiva, he has a suffix. Why? Say it outside because it says mala, but 30 days somewhere else. It says that by erechin. So maybe it's shnei suvin havoyin te'echad and ein melamdin, and it only apply by the case where it says in the midbar and the case by erechin. So let's read inside. Misaptele, he has a suffix, because by Parshas Erechin it says in miben shishim son of the malo v'im zachor v'erech hamisha asar shekel. So therefore, right? So there you say that the 60 years and up. It says l'malo. So he's going to ask basically, well, why does it have to say l'malo and Erechin at all? We just learned mala by midbar. I'm now coming applying it to Pidyon Ben. So apply it to the Erechin case also. Why does it have to write Mala again? You could have just learned it out. So he says, since you had to write the Mala by Erechin below Gomri Mimidbar, and you didn't learn it out from Midbar, so what does that turn into? Havilhu Shnei Ksuvim Ba'an Ke'echad. It becomes Shnei Ksuvim Ba'an Ke'echad, and call Shnei Ksuvim Ba'an Ke'echad Ein Melamdim. You don't learn that, he holds. Some say it's three. He will hold Shnei Ksuvim Ba'an Ke'echad Ein Melamdim. Therefore, it wouldn't apply to the Pidyon Ben, and then maybe day 30 doesn't necessarily mean the next day, maybe the day before. Maybe day 30 is the cutoff itself. That's one side of the suffix. Oh, Dilma, he Ein Melamdim, when we say Shnei Ksuvim Ba'an Ke'echad Ein Melamdim, that's La'alma. That's just when it comes to other dinim. Avalu Gufayu. But about those dinim itself, that it's written in the Pasuk, Melamdim. So how does that work? Rashi says, "Avalu gufayu k'don b'chori doros v'b'chori midvar." To edivi edivi b'chori hud mishnayi milandim, which makes Shnei Ksuvim Ba'an Melamdim can't learn outside of their sphere of influence. But one of the psukim that says l'mala is talking about b'choros. So mali b'chori the midvar, mali b'chori the doros. It says l'mala in that concept. So you're right. Echanami Shnei Ksuvim Ba'an Melamdim, but Shnei Ksuvim Ba'an Melamdim only applies to take from b'chori and learn to a different, learn to bris, or learn to something that's unrelated. But 20 so much related, you would be melamed, and therefore maybe day 30 is like the previous day. So Kiva has the suffix. And that's why he has a suffix. He doesn't know which way to go, and therefore he says day 30 is a suffix. Wherever the money is, it stays. Motzi mechavero, olav haraya. And Amar Rashi comes and adds, Hakol modim inin avelus. When it comes to avelus, what does that mean? When it comes to avelus, Rashi says, im meis vlad betos shloshim. That's it, Vlad died on day 30, Ein Aveilus Chayla Al Olive, the Immer Nefavu. The Vlad, you only have to din of Aveilus after the Vlad is beyond 30 days. But by Aveilus, even Rabbi Akiva doesn't have a Suffolk, he's going to hold that it counts as the day before, because the Halacha is, the Bach says, the Vav to Dith, the Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kedivri HaMeikah V'Avel. When every Suffolk by din of Aveilus is Lahakel. So I guess Lahakel here would mean not to, and some people would say psychologically, it's not the Kula, but the Halacha Kula would be not to observe Aveilus. And therefore, if the Nephil dies on day 30, we view it as the day before, and therefore there's no chiyuv of Aveilus. So it's very fascinating. Tosos over here. Tosos says, it says, La'achar, number one, it says, Rashi says, Perish Bekuntras Mishunda Nephilu. On day 30, if it dies, it's a Nephil. He says, Bechinim Perish Kane, the field Kimle Ve, the Kalal of Hadashav, and that's just to be 30 days. The whole afternoon when it comes to the Nephil. What if it's definitely not Nephil? What if it's very strong and very vigorous and it fell off a roof and died? So that may not be a Nephil. According to Rashi, maybe you have to do Peter Ben. So it says, it doesn't do with Nephil. Simply has to do with the fact that the Chiyav is only chal upon you on day 30. And that's it. And then Tosos asks, "La Achar Shloshim, Afal Pi Shelo Nosan Yitin." Right? If the son dies after 30 days, even if it's in the Mishnah, even if you gave the money to the Kohen, even if you didn't give, you have to do a post-mortem Pidgin Aben. That's what the Mishnah said. So Tosos says, "B'psachim b'sofo arminon the avi habein nivarech shayim." When it comes to a Pidgin Aben, right, you make two brachas. You make the mitzvah of the pidgin of Ben, you have to make the brach of Shechiyano. Right, by bris milah we don't make a Shechiyano, except the grah. He made Shechiyano, I believe, in Chaim Berlin. If you have a bris of Chaim Berlin, you make a Shechiyano on the bris. So, the Abiha Ben Nevarach Stein. He says, Vigishlus. There's been having a grah, a lot in Yerushalayim. And the Hasidim probably don't, but those, the Ashkenazim, a lot have been having a grah. So, if that's the case, then that's probably the reason why. He says, V'yishlu Safek, he has a Safek, Kevan Shemes, and this bit, the post-mortem opinion of men, do you make Shechiyanu? Mivarech Shechiyanu, right? Imavarech Shechiyanu, Mikevan, Dezoche Lekayim HaMitzvah, because you have a Zechus to Mekayim HaMitzvah, right? So Rabbi Sobolovsky, in his book, explains what's the Machlok, what's the Safek in Tosos. He says, well, what's the Chiyuv of Brach of Shechiyanu? If the Brach of Shechiyanu, when you do a Mitzvah, a Simcha, if you have an extra Simcha by a Mitzvah, well then here there's no Simcha, because the kid's dead. Or is the bracha based on the Rambam that it's a mitzvah that comes midei pam, every now, it doesn't come often. Well, if the mitzvah doesn't come often, this mitzvah doesn't come so often, other if you're in the Freud family, but this mitzvah doesn't come so often, and therefore you make a Shechiyanu even on this milah post-mortem. So that's... That's true as well. It's going to come once. But he says, that, and then he asks, V'ein l'tmoa, don't ask the halo mevarach Shechiyanu kol milah l'milah. Why don't you make a bracha on every bris milah? What? Right, the father can have it more than once. But as matters there, the father can't have it more than once. Okay?
Can I have more than once?
Pidgin or Ben.
Oh, you mean the father can't do that?
Of course you can. I'm saying it's not often, though. It's not often. You have to have a remarriage. Either you're divorced or you became a widow. Or, widow. Okay. So, he says, V'ein l'tmoa ha'dalom ha'varach ha'shachyana ko milo milo k'moa ko pidgin or Ben. The shiny mitzvah pidgin ben the lo shchicha. Tosos now seems to go back on that answer. The mitzvah of pidgin ben is not shchiach. It can happen more than once, but it's not shchiach, and therefore you don't make the bracha. As opposed to bris milah, Tosos says it's shchiach. Again, we just mentioned minhag yegra, they do make the bracha of shachianu. Okay. To the Gemara. We did the Gemara, so back to the next Mishnah. Meis ha'av b'toch shloshim. The father dies before the son reaches the age of 30. We have a chazakah that the money was not given, because we have a chazakah, we learned in Bava Basra, chazakah ein adam porei chovo b'toch zmano. Right? Most people don't prepay. Most people don't prepay. That's on time, it's a different story. The Gemara says, Mesa abitoch shloshim mecheslo nifta, achi yavi raya shenifta. Until, I guess, someone other than the father has to bring proof that he actually did give the money. Rashi says the low of it inish the paruk tok shloshim achi yavi raya. Okay, let's say he died la'achar shloshim yom. So the due date has passed already. That's b'cheska shenifta. Then he's in a chazaka that he did pay achi yom lo shelo nifta. Until they tell that he didn't. They tell achi yom lo until it's told that he didn't pay. So what's the difference in the Rishna says Araya and the Sefer here says Atshayomulo? So Rashi says Atshayomulo means that until the father told somebody else. Atshayomulo Levain Shetziva Aviv, until they tell the son. They tell the son, who got older, that Shetziva Aviv B'shas Misasva Shalom Ifteh, that we were in the father's room, and when he was passing away, he told us that they didn't pass that he wasn't posed. Yeah? He can't do it by himself when he's 30 days old. Right? Uba Amira Saki below Eidus Gemura. In this case, we say Amira is good even without Eidus Gemura. Being Gershon says you can even have an Eved and a shift and a woman and Eid Echad. But Amira Saki below Eidus Gemura. The Hachazaka de Machzim Le Becheska Shenifte Lav Zohi Cheska Mealso. The Chazaka that people pay on time, as you would say, is not a really strong Chazaka. It's a Chazaka, but not a strong Chazaka, and it can be broken up by this. It can be broken up by this weak Eidus. The Ruba the Idnish Lo Adin Afreya Chove Miad. Because most people don't pay exactly on time. Okay? You can't say that the son brings a raya. The son can say, if one kohen comes, he can say, no, my father gave it to a different kohen. There's no concept of raya here. The only has to be actually yomelo. There has to be an amira from the father to other edim that took place. There can't be any edus. Oh, you have edus and your father didn't give the pidgin the ben. Oh, what are you talking about? He gave it to somebody else. You just didn't see it. You have to have this case of Yom Ruo, where the father told these witnesses that he didn't give the money to the pigeon of Ben. Okay, next. Let's say you have a Bechor, a grown Bechor, whose father was never poed to him. So he has a chiyus to be poed to himself, and he now has a chiyus to be poed to his son. So who liftos, right? The Beno liftos, and he also has to be poed to his son. What's the Kedima? What's the order? Tanakhama says, who codes with Beno? He has to poe to himself first, and then he can poe to his son. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, no, b'no kodmo. First you redeem the son. Why? Shemitzvaso al aviv. The mitzvah's b'no alav. Because the mitzvah to redeem him, that's really on the father. He's just like a substitute. But the mitzvah to redeem his son, that's his straightforward mitzvah. That's what Rashi says. Shemitzvaso al aviv. Mitzvah's b'diyaso shal avzeh. Haiso al aviv shemes. Even if the father died. So it wasn't really his direct mitzvah. Mitzvah b'no Allah, but the mitzvah to redeem your son, that's your mitzvah here. The mitzvah to redeem your son, if it's the way. Judah says that you can, even though it's now your chiyuv, since it wasn't directly your chiyuv, then the chiyuv that you have on your son comes first.
What do we do today in this case? Not this case. If the father dies, and do they wait until the kids are level so he can pull it himself, or someone pulls it for him?
I don't know. I've been to 2 pidgin events in my life, in both cases, Baruch Hashem, the father's there, so I don't. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. So Itmar, okay, we said in the base Medrash, Apoda es b'no b'tosh lo shimyom. If you poda your son within 30, you give the money before day 30. Rav Amar b'no padoi. Rav says it's valid. So you get good pidgin event. Lo shimul Amar ein b'no padoi. No, it's not. It's not valid. Pashas the Shmuel seems to be saying that you'll have to re-give the money at the Shastiyah. Giving the money before the chiyuv counts nothing. That's what the pashas is. Gemara says that that's not the case. Gemara says the kuli alma. Everyone says the me'achshav ein b'no padoi. Everyone agrees that if I give the money before day 30, they say the pidgin of ben should be chal now on day 20. Everyone agrees that's no good. But there's no chiyuv here, right? La'achar shlosh yom the isnu lemos vayi b'no padoihu vayi b'no padoi. Let's say I give the money and I say this should be chal after 30 days. And after 30 days, the money is still extant. Everyone agrees that it's valid. Where's the machlokas? Keep pligi la'achar shloshim yom. I make the tie. I give the money to the kohen. I say, this should be chal at the right time. And when it comes that time, the money's no longer there. Keep pligi la'achar shloshim yom. Vin nis'alklu hamos. So Rav Amar b'no padoi. Rav says it's still good to pidyon ben. Me to the havya, kedusha isha. It's the same thing when it comes to kedusha isha. If I say to a woman, I'm going to mekadesh you with this money, and comes 30 days later, the money's not there, it's still valid. That's the Kedushin, right?
You put it in their possession. They...
Right, so he says, B'no Pod, you meet the Havi Kedusha Isha. Rashi says, the Kohen must have lost the money. What? Well, that's just, but maybe you gave him the money before the Zman, maybe you have to pay him back. It may not be, even if you say the pigeon paid to go good. A shomer? Could be. But even if he's a shomer, so what? So he lost the money and they have to pay him back within shomer, but the pigeon paid was not chal because on day 30 there was no money. There's a difference. There's a chiyuv over here. But the Gemara says, no, maybe it's different over there. Rav Amar lo poni mina v'kedusha isha. Because hasam lav afagav v'sakamos v'kedusha. Even if the money is enough, there's still kedushin is valid. So the Gemara says, hachanami lo shna. And Shmuel Amar lachav, Shmuel says, no. There's a difference. Hasam, the reason why over there it's valid, because it's biyado likatsha me'akshav. Because theoretically, he can do it right now. At the moment that, if I give kedushin to a woman, okay? If I give kedushin to a woman, and I say to her, you think that's the only thing I've ever said on life? If I give kedushin to a woman, and I say to her, it's not going to be chal for 30 days, the reason why it's chal if the money's no longer there for day 30 is because like that moment in time, at T1, I could have been mechadish right at that moment. It didn't make a difference. I had the power to do so. My pigeon or Ben, I didn't have the power to make the pigeon then chal now. So it's a whole different ball game. There's no, you can't do it right now. So that's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara says the Alpha God, the Kaimelon, the Kol Heicha, the Pligi Rav and Shmuel. Even though in every case where we have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Hilchos Karav Yisurei, we pass like Rav when it comes to Yisurim and Kishmuel Bedine. And here, in the case of Yisurim, Pigeon Rabein, Hacha Hilchos Kavasi the Shmuel. Here, the Halacha is like Shmuel. The Rosh Hashanah asks a bomb question on the Gemara. He says, what do you mean? We have to say Alpha Gav, and nevertheless we pass like Shmuel. We should pass like Shmuel straight. This is a din of mamon. What we've been saying all the time when it comes to Pigeon Rabein. Most of the Chavei Alvaraya. Well, that's a din of mamon. So Rosh Hashanah says, what do you get to go through these gymnastics to pass like Shmuel? We should pass straight like Shmuel. That's something you can imagine say because it touches on Isser, it's Mammon and Isser combined, and maybe there's Mammon and Isser combined, you would normally pass like Rav. But in this case, we pass like Shmuel. So
how
now the Gemara is...
How is this where a woman's still married, and she's getting a divorce like the next day, and I want to in a month from now with this money? You know what I mean? She's getting a divorce the next
day. I don't think you can, because that's not Biyodo anymore. Right, he can't be mekadesh at that moment because she's until you get divorced, she's still mekudeshes to somebody else. I don't think he'll be chal. I think you have to have the ability to marry her at that moment.
At that time, when you do it, it has to be impossible at that time.
Agreed. Okay, so tonight we're going to try to ask. We passed him like Shmuel, and now we're going to try to ask kashas on him from the Mishnah, our Mishnah. Tonight, our Mishnah said. The boy dies before day 30. Afal pisha nasan lekohen, even though you gave to the kohen in advance, lekohen yachshilo chamei shloim. You have to give back the chamei shloim. So the diuk is time of the mace. The only reason why you have to give it back is because the kid died. Halo mace, but if you didn't give it back, the kid didn't die. If the kid didn't die, you don't have to give it back. Well, that was backwards. So you don't give it back. The assumption being here is that the money's no longer here. So assuming the money's no longer here, the only reason why you're giving back is because the kid died. The kid doesn't die, you don't give it back. So even if the money's not there, there's a real pigeon. It's a kash and shmuel. So someone says, what are you talking about? How come I skin? It's nihula mos. In our case, it's talking about the case where there is the mos. The mos is still here. The money's still here. And Shmuel agreed that the money's still here, it's valid. Shmuel only argued when the money was gone. So Gemara says, Tashma, bring another ayah. Right? I don't know. That comes with the mamonos issues. I don't know what the story is. Like, how does when you give the kohen all the trinkets, they always give it back, right? He keeps it. Depends on if he has his bills to pay. Yeah, I don't. I think most of the time, you know, the mother-in-law buys all the fancy plates and other stuff like that, and the kohen gives it back. I don't know. Did the kohen keep the coins in any of their five pigeon bins? The coin keep the coins and any of your five pigeon they have been.
Yeah.
Okay?
They
gave it back.
Many times they give it back.
They gave it back.
The same coins that he used to
pay. No, the same coins he has to take. Okay, but if he wants to give you back, I mean, to be up against it was only one mice one. I don't know what mice ones do with.
So you only have one. Okay. I can't use you as the expert then, because it's only one. Alright, so Tashma. So Tashma, we're trying to bring a riot from another Mishnah. Tashma. The father died, the Mishnah said that the father died before 3 days over. So the Chazakah, we just said, the Chazakah, the Cheskas, Shalom Nifteh, Ach Yavi Raya Shanifteh. Until they bring a Raya Shanifteh. Hasam Nami, so over there, right, so if the father was pulled to the son, it says, the Chazakah Shalom Nifteh, Ach Yavi Raya Shanifteh. Meaning, if he was poed to betosh loshim yom, the son would be valid. The pigeon of them would be good. If he had brought the raya, then he gave the money. It would be good. Again, the assumption being that the money is not there, it's still good, as a kasha Shmuel. So Gemara says, no, the Islam of may not angle. That's the case where the money is still in spent. Shmuel agrees that the money is still there. So Tana Tana Kameda Rav Yehuda, so one of the Chachamim caught a brisa in front of Rav Yehuda and says, Hapodes bino b'tol shloshim yom bino padoi. If you're poda, your son, during 30 days, bino padoi. The assumption here is that he's being machriya, the brisa being machriya between Rav and Shmuel, meaning he hit between 30 days, and the money wasn't there. The money's not there on day 30. So Amar Leis, or Yehuda says to act as Tana, Shmuel Amar Eimino Padoi. But Shmuel says it's not. I don't understand that. He just quoted a brisa. He's arguing with the brisa, he brings Shmuel. Shmuel's not a Tana. Well, I don't understand. Shmuel Amar Eimino Padoi. But Ata Marta, you tell me Bino Padoi? The Gemara says, the Alpha God, the Kaim Alag, Rabbi Suri, Shmuel Kedini, Hoka Hilkas of the Shmuel. Here we pass him like Shmuel. I mean, it's a rifle, a brisa for Rab. How does that work? Maybe because the brisa is unclear. It says, Hapodes Bino Betosh Lo Shimyon Bino Padoi. That's not really a real raya, because it doesn't say whether the money was there or not. Maybe it's not a real raya, because it's unclear. Okay. Next.
When he
says, B'tok Shloshim, it says. Right, it's also, it's just unclear as what the Bryce is talking about. Who liftos, who b'no liftos, who calls b'no, the machlokes, who comes first? I have to pitch a man for myself, pitch a man for my son. Do I come first, or does my son come first? That was the machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says the son comes first, because the mitzvah is on the father to redeem the son, but the mitzvah himself was originally on the grandfather, for lack of better terms. And we also learned that in the Brisa, Tana Rabbanan, who liftos, vibino liftos, who kodim libino. He comes before the son. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bino kodim, that the son comes before him, shemitzvasu al aviv, vimitzvas bino al aviv. Because his pigeon is on the father, originally, and the pigeon of the son is on him. So I'm Rav Yirmiyah, he's now going to limit the machlokas. Hakom Odim, all agree, hecha deleka elef chamesh shloim. Guy only has five shloim. Right, he only has five slayim. Who kodim libino? Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that he comes first. We're completely reinterpreting the Mishnah. This Mishnah says if there's only five slayim here, and I have to be poded to myself or poded to my son, I'm poded to myself first. My timer. The mitzvah di day adif, because the mitzvah to do on your own, a mitzvah to use to your body makes more. It goes first. I have to do a mitzvah for me, a mitzvah for somebody else. It seems to be the exact opposite of what we said in the Mishnah. It's going to take a 180 degree turn. Right? He says, it's a complete 120. So we're reinterpreting Shmuel. That's to reinterpret what Rabbi Yehuda means when he says that the mitzvah is on him to redeem his son as opposed to on to redeem.
I thought that
this thing was created years ago. I thought that's the Ksvara. It's almost like a Tadjer thing. This mitzvah has been around for potentially 25, 30 years.
For himself.
But they don't mention that svara. So the Gemara says, my time of the mitzvah the day adif. Keep pleading, where's the machlokas? Hecha de ikah chamesh mishubados, the chamesh bnei chorim. What you have here is there's 10 slime around. Five of those slime are tied up. They're in karka. I have karka that was sold, and there's a lien on that land. I mean, I borrowed the money, and someone else has a lien on that land, and I have another five slime that bnei chorim. Right? Rashi says the case is as follows, right? Oh, we'll get to it in a second. So it says, Chamesh Didei, right? Chamesh are Mishubadas, Chamesh Bnei Chorim. So Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Milva Haksuva B'Torah, a Chiyuv that's written in the Torah, which is the Chiyuv that I have, that my father had on me. That pigeon of Ben is a Milva Haksuva B'Torah. He says that's Kesuva B'Shtar Damya. That's similar to a Milva B'Shtar. And if it's a Milva B'Shtar, that means there's a prior lien. There's a prior lien on that Chamesh Shloim to be posed on myself. My father had that on day 30 when I was born. So the prior lien. So that first lien goes first over the Mishubadim now. Right? So that, right? So the day, Azul Vitarav Mishubadim. So what you have to do, what Yehuda is saying, is in this case, you have to go redeem yourself first. The day, Azul Vitarav Mishubadim. You can go and be Torah from the Nechasim Mishubadim. I can take the money from there, because I have a lien on that money. I have a lien on that karka, and be posed myself. And then take the Bnei Chorin and be poled to my son. Right? And Vahani Chamesh Shlom Bnei Chorin Parik Le Berei. Listen to Rashi. He says, the day, not him, the Kohen. The day, Chamesh Shlom the day, the five Shlom that he owes for himself, Azil Kohen, let a Kohen go, Vitar Vimishabadi, and collect it from the encumbered property, Shereshibudu Shal Kohen Kodim. The Kohen has a lien on that property prior to the later lender. He has a first lien on it, right? Because it's Kesuva B'Shtar. V'hainu deka'amar shemitzvasu al aviv. And that's what he means, mitzvasu al aviv. Klomar shemay aviv nishtabu osu mechasim kohen. Meaning, it means not that the mitzvah is on the father and therefore it goes first. It means it's first, and first in time means it has a prior lien. Once it has a prior lien, you go and take the nechasim mishuvadim there. What? The Rami Khan will make the claim, and he'll go get it.
Yeah, it's a claim that exists, but who's going to make that claim?
So a guy comes and says, I have to do it, because the claim exists on all Kohanim. So a guy says, I want to be poet to myself, but there's only five Mechasim that's Meshuvah over there. The Kohen says, okay, I'll go get it, and I'll take it. It's mine. But if he takes the opposite, what would he do the opposite? What if he takes the five Mechasim B'nei Chorin and redeems himself? Then the Meshuvadim he can't use to redeem his son. Because that's a second lien, because the son was born after the loan. That's a second lien, so he can't do it. So he has to take the lien, encumbered property, used, have the Kohen use it on him, and then go and take the B'nai Chorin and use it on the son. Right? He says, V'day Azul Tart Mishabadi, V'hani Chamesh B'nai Chorin, Parakli Lebrei, Rabban and Sabri. And Rabban say, no, they blow the whole thing up, because they say there's no lien. They say, Milvak Suv V'Torah, a loan that's written in the Torah, like a pigeon of vein, Lav Suv V'Star Damya. It's not written in the stars. And it's still a second lien. So I can't go get to the Nechasim Mishuvadim. So Hilkach Mitzvah the day of it. And then we go back to the default, which means that the Mitzvah on me goes first. So what do? I'm poed to myself with the B'nai Chorin. And I'm poed to myself with the B'nai Chorin. And for my son, I have to wait till I get another five slime. The Tosafot asks the great guy. The Tosafot says right away, he goes, wait a second. Im Tomar, Heichi Tarv Mishuvadim. How can the Kohen go to the Nechasim Mishuvadim? Right? You're not allowed to collect from encumbered property if there's unencumbered property. If I owe you $5 and five of my and I have $10 and five of it's encumbered and five of it's not, you're supposed to collect from my B'nai Chorin. That's supposed to go to the Mishuvadim. So how's the Kohen going to the Mishuvadim? Then in this case there's 10. Five Mishuvot, five not Mishuvot. So how's the Kohen going there? So he says, the case is that You have to be poted your son first with the five slime that's free, and now the Kohen can go to the Mishuvadim because there's no B'nai Chorin left. The order has to be first be poted the son with the unencumbered property, then have the Kohen go and poted you with the encumbered property. This is exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says that what it means that the father is first, it means that the father was first and that creates Nechasim Mishuvadim. The father was first before the loan. And therefore, that property is Meshuvah. It's completely different than what we originally explained to Rabbi Yehuda. Very interesting over here, though, is the Mishnah Berurah asking this on the, over here. We have a halacha that when it comes to a mitzvah, Al Yavad is Zosar Mechomish. Now it's been more than a fifth. Right here, what's going on? The guy only has five shlam, you're telling us to give it to him. You know, it's the only thing he has. He has to do the mitzvah. What do you mean to do the mitzvah? How's he doing the mitzvah? Al Yavad is Zosar Mechomish. You're not allowed to do that. So he brings down, Chazanish brings down, it's the Mishnah Berurah, I think in the Ber Halacha, and Simatopresh Mimvav. So the Chazanish brings down, in Yoredei Kuf Chav Zayin, Chazanish says that, no, because it's a Milva Ksuv Batorah, so there's a lien. So that lien existed before you got to that point in time. There's a lien, you can take it out. So I heard from Rosh Hashanah, they asked, well, that's only good according to Man Damar says, Milva Ksuv Batorah, Ksuv Vashtar, there's a lien. But if it's according to the Rabbanon, that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Rabbanon, there's no lien. So if there's no pre-existing lien, so Rav Shechter said, you're right, there's no lien on your property, there's a lien on your goof. Because you had to do that mitzvah was chiv upon you. So he says, maybe that answers the question. First of all, I don't know what fairness has to do with it. Second of all, I don't understand the question. What? I have to be poed to myself.
Yeah. And then you sell something.
Yeah, but why wasn't I poed to myself?
I know that 30 years when you were 30 years old, your father wasn't realistic, you know.
Community. How often do you have a guy who's selling property and only he's got five slime also? But that's the lead. So maybe you have to know when you have to get a good attorney and do the due diligence and ask when you're buying the property. I'll give you my card. When you're buying the property, but the main thing is it's not going to come up on a title search because who knows that that's the son. You have to ask the guy. You got to ask the guy. Will you nift it?
I have to buy Matzah Pesach.
How does that work?
What? I
mean,
I don't know. The same thing.
Okay. Well, that's not a lien. You have a mitzvah. It's not a lien. No one took my money first. No one has a lien on my money. All right, that's a stop here. I do carpool. Have a good day.